How's that?
现在怎么样？可以。
Well, Beverly is not with me today, but she sends her greetings.
我的太太 Beverly 今天没有来，但她向你们问候。
It is always a privilege and a joy for us to get to meet with you.
这对我们来说是一个非常喜悦和特权的一件事情，来和大家见面。
Today I'm really excited about sharing one of my favorite passages in the Bible.
今天我特别的开心来跟你们分享我最喜欢的圣经里的经节。
I recently had the privilege of preaching at a conference in Northern California.
我最近在北加州一个会议上来讲道。
And when I did that, I thought about you.
我讲道的时候想到了你们。
I thought that message was worth preaching another time.
我想那个信息可以再讲一次。
There are some passages of Scripture that are especially meaningful.
在圣经里面有很多经节特别的有意义。
Because they tell us who we are in Christ.
因为它告诉我们我们在基督里是什么样的人。
And they tell us what we are able to do.Strengthened by Him,
也告诉我们我们是如何在基督里得能力来做事情。
This is one of those important passages of Scripture.
这就是那很重要的经文之一。
Paul has visited the city of Thessalonica.
保罗在在帖撒罗尼迦去参观过。
Thessalonica and Philippi are cities in Greece.
帖撒罗尼迦和腓立派是在希腊的城市。
And on Paul's second missionary journey, he has stopped at both of those places.
在保罗第二次去传道的时候，他在那两个城市都停留过。
If you remember, at Philippi, he is put in jail.
如果你记得的话，在腓立派的时候，他被下了监狱。
But he's then released.
但他被释放了。
And he travels then to Thessalonica.
然后他就上帖撒罗尼迦。
But the opposition to him is so strong there, he is forced to leave.
但反对派非常的强烈，所以他被迫离开。
But in both places, a church is established.
但在这两个城市都有主的教会建立。
And Titus has been sent by Paul to visit the church in Thessalonica.
提多就被保罗派去访问那里的教会。
And when Paul receives Titus back, he hears good news.
当 Paul 看到提多回来的时候，听到了关于教会的好消息。
Even though the church has been suffering under persecution,
虽然教会被压迫。
The church is growing.
但教会在增长。
So the first chapter of 1 Thessalonians tells us a little bit about what happened when Paul had gone there.
那帖撒罗尼迦第一章里面就讲到保罗在那里的时候情形是怎么样的。
He says in that first chapter that the gospel of Jesus Christ had come to them with great power.
他说在第一章里讲到这个福音以很大的能力传到了帖撒罗尼迦地区。
And Paul says, you know what kind of men Paul and Timothy were as we ministered among you.
Paul 也说，你们知道我和我的使徒们是怎么样向你传道的。
In fact, you became imitators of us.
实际上，你成为了我们的效仿者。
Think of that. Imitators of Paul and Timothy.
成为保罗和提摩太的效仿者。
And he said, because of that, your faith has grown greatly.
那因为这样的话，他们的信心就大大的增长。
And the gospel has spread everywhere because of your faith.
福音就因为他们的信心而大大的传开。
And he said, the primary reason that has happened.
这主要原因是什么呢？
Is you have turned from your old idols.Unto the living God.
是因为他们离弃了原来的偶像，来开始拜现在永生的神。
Now I have a question for us today.
那我今天就对我们大家要提一个问题。
Can the same thing happen here today that happened in Thessalonica 2,000 years ago?
在两千多年前帖撒罗尼亚发生的事情，今天在我们这里可以发生吗？
Say amen.
Amen.
So I want to talk about how that's possible.
我就想今天来跟你们讲。这是怎么能成为可能的?
I think when we look around us, we are very discouraged sometimes by all of the things around us that are taking place.
我们今天要环视周围的话，我们可能会很失望，因为很多事情发生并不如意。
And we really wonder, even as the church in Thessalonica wondered, when you will return.
就像我们今天怀疑也像铁索兰尼加那个时候的人怀疑一样，这事情会回来吗？
Here is the challenge for us today.
这是我们今天的挑战。
If the world is to change,
如果世界在变化，
the church must change.
那教会也要变化。
And if the church is to change,
如果教会变化了，
it begins with people like you and me.
那从我们开始，从你和我开始。
And that's the message that Paul shares in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 that is going to be read for us together today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
这就是今天我们要念的经文的背景。那今天我们要学习的是帖撒罗尼迦第二章。
Yes.
弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。因为我们从来没有用过献媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以作证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。 That's 1 to 6. Do you want me to keep reading?
2:13, yes.
2:13. 只要你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的弟兄们。你们纪念我们的辛劳苦落，昼夜做工传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，抚抚你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
Thank you. Aren't those great verses?
那些是不是很好的经文？
So Paul is sharing his story about what happened when he came to the church there.
保罗在分享他到帖撒罗尼亚教会的经历。
And there are three things that I think that he says were important in his sharing of the gospel at the church.
在三件事，有三件事非常重要，在怎么样传播神的福音上面。
And what I want us to do this morning is to ask those three questions of ourselves.
那今天早晨我就要让大家问自己同样的三个问题。
And if we do, I think it will help us understand how we can begin to experience God's revival work amongst us even today.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就知道上帝的复兴在我们中间是怎么达成的。
Let's see which way I'm going to move this. So here's the first question.
第一个问题来了。
Am I submitting my reputation to God?
我是不是把我的声誉交给上帝？
Now that might sound like a mouthful to hear.
听起来好像是一个很大的话题。
Our reputation is kind of what other people think of us.
我们的名誉就是别人怎么想我们的。
So what we're really asking in this question is, am I more concerned about what God thinks of me than other people think of me?
其实这个问题就问，到底你在乎在上帝眼里的你是怎么样，还是在别人的眼里你是怎么样的？
That's an important question, isn't it?
这是一个很重要的问题，是不是？
We want people to think well of us.
我们希望别人喜欢我们。
And sometimes we even change our words and our actions to please others.
有些时候我们会改变我们的言语行为来讨悦别人。
Even at the risk of displeasing God.
其实有些时候这样做是违背神的。
So Paul says four things about his reputation that I want to share with you.
那保罗分享了关于他的名誉的四件事情。
The first thing he says is that my reputation has been shaped or molded by suffering.
那第一件他说的是他的名声是被苦难，在苦难中被塑造。
He says, you know what happened to me at Philippi.
你知道在腓利门发生了什么事。
And you remember that I had to leave here hurriedly because of the persecution here in your city.
他不得不很匆忙地离开这些城市，因为有人在逼迫他。
But he said that suffering did not cause me to quit sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是他说逼迫没有让他停止来分享神的福音。
In fact, he said it made me more bold and determined to declare the good news.
他事实上说，这让我更大胆放声来讲神的福音。
So Paul says my reputation was shaped by my suffering.
那保罗就说，我的名声是被我的苦难所塑造的。
And my reputation was built around making my focus or goal to please God.
我的名声就是以为取悦上帝为目的的。
He said, I didn't come to you with flattering, wonderful words to make you feel better.
他说我来到这里没有用献媚的话让你们开心。
But I came to you because I really, more than anything else, wanted to please God.
他说我来这里更多的是为了取悦上帝。
And notice that he says, after all,It is God who tests our hearts.
他说，其实事实上是上帝在验察我们的心。
Now testing means this.
验察意义是什么呢？
It's the idea of something going through fire to demonstrate its strength and abilities to survive under pressure.
是一样东西经过火的历练来。证明他的力量和他的纯度。
So testing means to go through a hard time and to prove the strength of our relationship to God.
那验察就是经过苦难的事情来证明对神的信任。
So Paul is saying, I really more than anything else in everything I did wanted to do the thing that God wanted me to do.
那保罗就说，在任何一件事中，没有一件事比讨悦上帝是更重要的了。
There's a third thing Paul says that kind of had an impact on his reputation.
那第三件他要讲的关于影响他声誉的事情是
，He said when I interacted with you,
他说当我和你们相交的时候
，I acted as a mother and a father would to their children.
我就像父母一样来对待你们。
He said, I was gentle like a mother is to her children.
他说我就像母亲对喂养孩子一样温柔。
You mothers all understand that, what that means, right?
所有的妈妈都明白吧。
And he said, I, like a father, exhorted you and encouraged you.
他说像父亲一样的来鼓励你。
And you fathers all understand what that means as well, right?
我想所有在座的爸爸也都明白吧。
So as someone who came to live among you,
那作为一个同工住在你们家中,
I treated you with the same love your mother and father would treat you.
我对待你一样，就像你的父母爱你这样来对待你。
That's how I was building my reputation to give honor to God.
这就是我怎么样来建立我的名誉来荣耀主。
He says one final thing is important for you to see.
还有一件很重要的事情。
Paul said, I wanted my behavior, the way I act,
保罗说我的所作所为,
to be a picture of what Jesus looks like.
就像耶稣就像基督行为一样。
If you look in this passage of scripture, he says a few things about his conduct.
那在这段经文里他讲了关于他行为的几个特点。
He said, I behaved in a godly way among you.
他说我作为很做行为很圣洁。
And I sought to be blameless without fault in my relationship to you.
然后在这个和人们的关系里面他无可指摘。
I wanted you to see the way that Christ wants us to live modeled by my life.
我想看让你看见基督是怎么样愿意让我的生活作为他的模样。
So Paul submitted or gave his relationship with God over to him.
保罗把他在基督里的行为。
So that he might be an example to others.
作为和别人在一起的榜样。
So he might be, if it were, one who let his relationship be defined by God, not by other people.
那在所有的关系里都是以神为中心而不是别人。
I have a friend in Haiti whose name is Gilbert.
我在海地有个朋友叫 Gilbert。
When Gilbert was a young man born in Haiti,
当他出生在海地的时候,
he came to the United States to Florida.
在年轻的时候来到了佛罗里达。
And if you hear his testimony, he said,
如果你听过他的见证，他就这样说。
I came here to get a good job and to earn a lot of money.
我来这里就是想找一个好工作，挣很多钱。
But he said in 2010, God began to speak to my heart.
但是在2010年，上帝就对我说话。
He said, God said to him, you need to go back to Haiti and visit your family.
上帝对他说，你应该回到海地去看望你的家属。
So he planned to go and then return to his job in the United States.
他计划就说去看，然后又回来上班。
But while he was in Haiti in 2010, the great earthquake happened.
但他在2010年在海地的时候，大地震发生了。
Do you remember hearing about that earthquake?
你记不记得那次地震？
250,000 people were killed.
250,000人死了。
And he never ever left Haiti.
他再也没有离开过海地。
He stayed there.
他留在了那里。
And began to build churches.
开始建立教会。
And later in 2010, I joined him in Haiti.
在2010年的后半年，我到海地去和他一起。
And with him over the next 13 years,We trained about 1,200 pastors to go into the villages and teach their people.
在接下来的十三年里，我们一起培训了125,000个牧师来在海地来执堂。
So Gilbert gave up his reputation to earn a lot of money in the United States.
Gilbert 放弃了他挣钱在美国挣很多钱的这样一个名声。
And instead went to Haiti to serve God and to serve his people.
却回到了海地去服侍主，服侍当地的人们。
He submitted his reputation to God.
他把他的名声呈现在上帝的面前。
Have you done that?
你做过这样的事吗？
Lord, I care more about what you think of me than others.
上帝啊，我在乎你对我的看法，远超过任何人对我的看法。
This is a great challenge for us in America.
这真是在美国，我们的今天是一个很大的挑战。
For people to see the depth of our commitment to God.
让人们看到我们对主的信赖的这个深度。
That we are not only serving him when times are good,
我们不仅是在好时光的时候来服侍他。
But we are committed to serving him even in times like this.
我们执意的来侍奉他，即使在这样的时光。
So that's the first question. Here's the second.
那是第一个问题，那现在第二个问题来了。
Am I stewarding my resources in serving others?
我是不是把我的资源交给我的在服侍的时候都用上呢？
And here's what that means. Am I using the gifts God has given me to serve him?
我有没有把上帝给我的才能都用来服侍他呢？
Am I just using all of my money, my time, and my talent to build my own life?
我还是只是用我的钱、我的时间、我的精力来建造我自己的生活呢？
Or am I really thinking about how to use my talents?To serve God.
还是怎么想着用我的才干来服侍我们的主？
Now I have a feeling that some of you say I really don't have anything much to offer God.
我想可能中间有人会说我真的没什么可以用来服侍主的。
But you know that isn't true, don't you?
但是你知道那是不对的，对吧？
And I'm going to show you that in the message today, that God has given us each something very special to share.
我今天就想告诉你们，上帝给我们每一个人都有很独特的东西来分享。
But when we look at Paul's life, we see several things that show that he was a good steward or a good manager.Of the things that God had given to him.
当我们来看保罗的一生的时候，我们就会意识到他真的是神给他的好才干的好管家。
We know first of all that he was a good steward of his time.
我们知道他是非常善于利用时间。
You remember what it says here? I labored night and day among you.
在经文里说他昼夜劳作。
And I didn't take any money from you. I wouldn't let you pay me.
我也没有向你们要钱，我也不需要你们付钱给我。
The most important thing for me was that I could serve you by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为最重要的，我就要来分享神的福音。
How do we manage our time?
我们是怎么样管理我们的时间的呢？
How easy it is in America to sit in front of our telephones.Hour after hour after hour.
在美国是多么容易的一件事，拿着手机好几个小时就在那看啊看啊看
啊。Research shows that the average teenager spends 7 hours a day in front of either a screen on his telephone or a screen on the television.
研究表明，青少年每天大概花七个小时的时间在一个荧屏的前面。
And the things that we put before our eyes are the things that shape and mold our hearts.
我们眼看到的东西真的能塑造我们的心灵。
How are you managing your time?
你是怎么样在管理你的时间呢？
Paul was also a good steward of his calling.
那保罗也是一个很好的管家，因为他知道他被呼召的是什么。
In verses 2 through 4, Paul says some very important things.
在第二节到第四节的经文，保罗讲了很重要的事情。
And here's the most important.
这是最重要的。
Paul says, I was entrusted with the gospel.
保罗说，我们被信托这个福音。
Now, I want you to get the sense of what he's saying.
我想让你知道他说的是什么。
The message...Of Jesus' death and resurrection is the heart of the gospel.
耶稣的死和复活是福音的中心。
And Paul said, God gave me, trusted me with that message.
保罗说，上帝把这个信息交给了他。
It almost means this.
这就像好像是这个意思。
It was as if God was saying to Paul,
好像上帝对保罗说。
I am entrusting you with the very words of life.
我现在要把生命的话语交给你。
And I'm asking you to be a good steward of this message that I've given to you.
我要让你成为这个信息的好管家。
And when we read this passage of Scripture, we see that in every way, Paul shared two things.
那我们看这段经文的时候，我们就看到保罗分享了两件事。
I want you to see two things.
两件事。
Paul said we shared the Word of God.
保罗说我们分享神的话语。
But don't miss the second one.
但是不要错过第二个。
And we shared our very lives with you.
然后我们也分享我们的生命和你们一起。
You know why he said they did that?
你知道为什么他这么说吗？
Because you were dear to us.
因为你们在我心里甚为宝贵。
Think of the people in your life who are dear to you.
想想你自己生命中对你很宝贵的人。
Your children.
你的孩子。
Your grandchildren.
你的孙子辈。
Your brother or sister.
你弟兄姐妹。
Your mother. Your favorite. Your father.
你妈妈最喜欢的。爸爸。
A neighbor.
或者是一个邻居,
a close friend,
或者是一个好朋友。
God has entrusted you with the gospel.
上帝把这些福音交托给你。
So they will hear that message from you.
所以他们可以从你这里听到。
Because you are sharing your life with them.
因为你和他们分享你的生命。
Isn't that a big responsibility?
是不是很大的一个责任啊?
Are you stewarding?The opportunities that God gives you with those you love.
你在好好保管上帝给你和你爱人之间的时间吗?
It also says that Paul was a good steward of his calling.
那这里说保罗也是他被呼召的一个好管家。
When Paul was on the road to Damascus, God stopped him.
那保罗想上马斯科斯的时候，上帝把他留下了。
He had a different name then. His name was Saul.
他那时候叫索罗，扫罗。
And later, after he got up from that place, he went to see Ananias, a prophet.
后来他就去看了一个先知叫 Ananias.
And Ananias told Paul, "You have been called to share the gospel with the Gentile."
那先知就告诉他，你被召呼是要和外邦人来传福音。
Was Paul a good steward of God's call?
那保罗是不是一个好管家呢？
He stood before King Agrippa on one occasion.
他在一个国王面前站着。
Gave his testimony.
把他的见证分享给这个国王。
And said, King Agrippa.
然后说，国王啊。
I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我对我天上给我的给我的意象一点也不怀疑。
I obeyed God's calling on my life.
我顺服神的呼召。
Are you obeying God's calling on your life?
你在顺服神的呼召吗？在你的生命里。
This week I read in the newspaper that Stanley Tam had died.
这个礼拜我看报纸上说 Stanley Tam 死了。
Does anybody know who Stanley Tam is?
有人知道他是谁吗?
He died in kind of obscurity or secrecy.
他很在神秘的一个地方死了。
When Stanley Tam was 19 years old,
当他19岁的时候,
he was selling books door to door.
他在挨家串户的去卖书。
And a woman shared Christ with him.
然后有个女的就跟他传了福音。
He was so overwhelmed by the good news of the gospel that he accepted Christ.
他被神的福音所充满，然后就接受了救主。
And he immediately went home and went to work.
然后他回到家就开始工作。
Now I'm going to make a long story very short.
那我讲长话短说。
Stanley Tam died at the age of 107 years old.
他去世的时候107岁。
From the time he was 25 on,
从25岁开始,
he gave 51% of his income to missions.
他把收入的 51% 交给事工。
And over the span of his lifetime,
在他生命中,
He served in 42 different countries
在42个国家传过福音
and gave over $140 million to missions.
一亿多美元献给福音事工。
He was a good steward of what God had given him. And isn't it interesting that nobody really has heard of Stanley Hamm?
他是这么一个好管家，可是好奇怪，没有多少人听过他。
But let me tell you one thing for sure.
让我告诉你一件事。
When he enters heaven, this is the word that he will hear.
当他进入天堂的时候，这是他会听到的话。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
做得很好，我忠心的仆人。
Because the most important thing is to please God, not man.
因为最重要的是，是讨主的喜悦，而不是人的喜悦。
Am I stewarding my resources in serving others?
那我是不是在很好的管我自己的资源呢？
So how are we doing?
我们做的怎么样？
One more question. Are you ready?
还有一个问题，
okay.
你们准备好了吗？
Am I sharing the ministry of reconciliation as Christ's ambassador?
那我是不是在做和神和好基督的一个好使者呢？
So I'm going to define two words that will help you, all right?
我告诉你两个词。
The first word is reconciliation.
第一个词是和好。
If two people are, yeah. There.
如果有两个人。
If two people are at odds with each other or separated.
如果有两个人不对付或者不在一起。
Maybe they're angry.
他们可能很愤怒。
Maybe something has come between them.
可能两个人中间发生了什么事儿。
But that is true of our relationship with God.
但这跟我们和神的关系几乎差不多。
We are separated from God.
我们和神分离。
Because of what?
因为什么呢？ Sin.
Sin, right?
对，因为我们的罪。
Reconciliation is when two parties who are separated are brought together.
那和好就是两个分开的双方到了一起。
The Bible says we are reconciled to God through Jesus.
那圣经里讲，我们和神和好是通过耶稣基督。
And how did Jesus do that?
那耶稣怎么做的呢？
He died on the cross.
他在十字架上死了。
He paid the penalty for our sins.
为我们的罪付上了代价。
And gave us access once again to our Heavenly Father.
让我们和神能再一次和好。
That's reconciliation.
这就是和好。
That's our message as believers.
这是我们作为基督徒的信息。
Here's the second word I want you to think about. It's the word ambassador.
这第二个词，使者或者大使。
An ambassador represents the king.
大使是代表国王。
Or the president.
或者是总统。
The one who is in charge.
这个在掌管一切的人。
He is given a message or a job from the king or the president, and it is his responsibility to deliver that message.
国王或总统会把这个工作交给大使，大使呢？
So the Bible says we are Christ's ambassadors.
那圣经里说，我们是基督的使者。
So where do we read that?
那我们上哪里去看这段经文
呢? So let's take your Bibles this morning and turn to 2 Corinthians 5,
哥林多后书第五章
verses 17 to 20. I want everyone to find that.
每个人都找到吗?哥林多后书第五章17节到20节。
Are you ready? Look up at me and smile if you're there. There we go. All right.
准备好了吗？笑一笑，如果你准备好的话。那我们一起念吗 ？Let's read together。好，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以，我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般， 我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Aren't these wonderful words?
这些是多么好的话语啊。
So there are four things in here that I want you to see, and I'm not going to go over time, so hang in there with me.
有四件事我们要看，我肯定不会超时的啊。
And the first is this.
第一个是
Every one of us who have been born again are new creatures in Christ.
我们每一个新生的人都是新人。
Amen?
Amen.
Okay. That verse goes on to say,Old things pass away, and all things become new.
那圣经里也说，旧的事情会过去，新的事情会再产生。
It's like Paul says about the Thessalonican church.
就像保罗讲的 Nican church, 帖撒罗尼迦教会。
They turn from their idols to God.
他们从他们的偶像回归到神那里。
The old things were put away,
旧事已经过去,
and their heart was now turned to God.
他们的心归向神。
So this passage is for all of us today who are new creatures.
这段经文是为我们今天所有新造的人说的。
Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to say this, you can say it in Chinese, I am a new creature in Christ.
我们是新造的人。
One more time, and you could smile when you say this because it's a good thing. Let me hear it.
我们是新造的人。
So this passage is for us, right?
这段经文就是为我们写的。
We're new creatures in Christ.
我们是新造的人在基督里面。
Here's the second thing.
第二件事。
We, every one of us,
我们每一个人
have been reconciled to God.Through Christ.
通过基督已经和神和好了。
The reason we are new creatures
这原因我们作为新造的人的原因
is because Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins.
因为耶稣基督为我们的罪付出了代价。
They are under the blood.
他们在被血遮盖。
We have been cleansed within.
我们被清洁了。
We have been forgiven.
我们被原谅了。
We have been adopted into the family of God.
我们被成为神的儿女。
The psalmist says,
诗歌里说,
As far as the east is from the west,
东离西有多远?
Our sins have been removed from us.
我们的罪已经被挪去。
So we are now in Christ.
我们现在住在基督里面。
When God sees us,
上帝见到我们的时候,
He sees us in His Son.
我们他会在他的儿子里面看到我们。
Through His Son.
通过他的儿子。
Because of what His Son has done.
因为他儿子为我们所做的。
We have been reconciled to God through Christ.
我们已经通过基督和神和好。
So I want you to repeat this after me.
我想让你跟着我一起说。
I've been reconciled to God through Christ.
我们通过耶稣基督和神和好。
One more time.
我们借着基督与神和好。
All right. I'm a new creature.
我是一个新造的人。
I've been reconciled to God through Christ.
我通过基督已经和神和好。
And I have been entrusted with the ministry of reconciliation.
而且我已经被托付这个和好的福音。
Remember, Paul said, God entrusted me with the gospel for you.
记得保罗说过吗？上帝已经把福音托付了给他，是为了你们。
God gave me this responsibility.
上帝把这个责任交给我。
Because I've been reconciled.
因为我已经和神。
God has entrusted me.To share the message of reconciliation with everyone else.
那上帝现在也托付给我，把这个和好的福音传给别人。
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
It doesn't matter what your skill is.
不管你有多少才干。
It doesn't matter what your gift is.
不知道你的才干是什么。
You and I have been given the responsibility of the ministry of reconciliation.
你和我都被交托给 传播福音的这个一个责任。
So I want you to say that with me. I have been given the ministry of reconciliation.
我已经被交托和好的事工。
I know you can do better. One more time.
我们已被托付和好的事工。
I'm a new creature. Amen.
我们是个新造的人。Amen.
I've been reconciled to God through Christ.
我通过基督已经和神和好。Amen.
I have been given the ministry of reconciliation.
我已被托付和好的事工。
And here's what Paul says at the end.
这是保罗在最后讲的。
We are ambassadors of Christ.
我们是基督的使者。
As if
好像
God were making his appeal through us.
好像上帝通过我们来呼召他的人。
Can you believe that?
你能相信吗?
That God chose us with all of our
上帝选择我们,
with all of our failures and flaws.
我们所有的缺点和过犯,
He uses us as His mouthpiece.
他用我们作为他的口舌,
as His instrument.
作为他的工具,
to tell a lost world.
给一个失落的世界。
That they need to be reconciled to God.
他们需要和神和好。
That's the message today.
这就是今天的信息。
Be reconciled to God.
和神和好。
So here's the thing.
这件事儿说给你听。
Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever?
耶稣基督昨天、今天、明天是一样的吗？
The Bible says that in God there is no shadow of turning. He is always the same.
圣经里说，上帝那里没有时光，他总是一样的。
Can Jesus do in America what he did in Thessalonica?
那耶稣在美国和他在帖撒罗尼迦时候做的事情能一样吗？
It begins with us.
从我们开始。
Will I submit my reputation to Christ?
当我们把我们的名誉交在主的手里。
Will I share all of my resources with others?
当我把我的资源和别人分享。
And will I be Christ's ambassador?
然后作为基督的使者。
Entrusted with the good news of the gospel.
被交托福音的事工。
Do I have just one more minute?
还有一分钟吗?
On Thursday last week, I retired.
上个礼拜四他退休了。Congratulations!
So,I wasn't set telling you so you could clap. I mean, are you glad I'm not working anymore?
很高兴不用再工作了。
I turned 75 in January.
一月份的时候他74岁。
And for 46 years, I was a pastor.
47年做牧师。
And for the last 11 years, I've been a counselor.
过去11年他是在辅导别人。
I have 6 children and 12 grandchildren.
有6个孩子 ,12 个孙子辈。
And I feel that this is a season of my life that I really want to be an ambassador to all of them.
我觉得现在在我的生命里，我是要做使者的时候了。
Many of people said to me, "So you're quitting ministry? You're quitting work?"
很多人问他啊，你要不事工了？你不工作了？
The Bible says that the calling of God is without repentance.
圣经里说，上帝的呼召没有。
Here's what it means. God doesn't change his mind about our calling.
上帝对你的呼召是不会改变的。
So I'm still called to be a minister.
所以我还是要做他的事工。
So even though I'm retiring from sitting behind a desk in counseling,
虽然我从办公室的桌子后面退休了。
I'm not retiring from serving the Lord.
但是我服侍主不会退休。
And neither can you.
你也不能。
Because we are Christ's ambassadors.
因为我们是基督的使者。
God bless you this morning.
上帝祝福大家。